Every year, my wife asks me to make a suggestion or two about anything that I might particularly like this year for Christmas. And normally I come up with a few ideas. But this year, I really honestly couldn't think of anything that I really wanted. Really. I mean, what can you give a man who has everything? Books? Well, I've got loads of books. A pile of books still to read. Clothes? Well, as you can see, I'm on the cutting edge of fashion. Food? I want to lose weight. I honestly couldn't think of anything I really, really wanted this year. So she's just going to have to guess. And she tells me that she finds it very, very frustrating. She actually finds it stressful and confusing. So I don't know what I'm going to get, if I get anything at all. She may well decide just to give it up as a bad job. When someone doesn't communicate, it is frustrating. It is annoying. It is confusing. You just have to guess. A word or two from me to June about what I would like for Christmas, and it would put her out of her misery, and she would be able to shop with confidence. What about God? Does he communicate? Does he speak? Or is he just silent and mysterious and unknowable? Do we just have to guess, speculate, hope we get it right? Is there a word from God? Is there a word from God telling us how to know him? Is there a word from God telling us what he wants, why we're here, what's gone wrong with our world, how it can be right? Well, according to the Bible, God is a God who speaks. There is a word from God. God does tell us who he is. God does tell us what he wants. God tells us who we are, why we're here, what's gone wrong with our world. He speaks through creation all around us. God's speaking to us all the time. I'm here through creation. We can't open our eyes without being confronted by his creation. And it tells us that he's here, and it tells us that he's great and awesome and wise and powerful. He speaks to us through conscience. Everybody has a conscience that tells us when we're doing right and tells us when we're doing wrong. He speaks to us through his word in the Bible. But most amazingly of all, that last reading from John's Gospel tells us that he speaks to us through a person, a man, Jesus Christ. And John calls Jesus God's word. Jesus is all that God has to say to us. God has spoken. John says the word became flesh. Now, you know what flesh is, boys and girls, don't you? You know what flesh is, don't you? Flesh is this stuff here. This stuff here. Flesh is the stuff that when you fall on, it hurts. When you fall on it, have you ever fallen on your flesh? Have you ever fallen on your knee or your elbow and it's grazed and it's bled and you've gone running to your mum and she's put a bandage on it or a plaster? That's flesh. And the Bible says that God became flesh. He could be hurt. He could fall. I reckon when he was at school, he did fall, you know. I reckon when Jesus was at school, in the playground, he fell. And when he fell, it hurt. And he cried. Because he was really flesh, wasn't he, Rowan? He was really flesh. He was flesh, just like Rowan. And when Rowan falls, he cries. Because he's flesh. Aren't you, Rowan? And Jesus is... Leave my microphone alone. And Jesus is flesh as well. Leave it alone.
Yeah, it's a microphone.
And John says that Jesus, God became flesh to show us that he became a real human being. A real man.
Dad.
A real human being. Just as real as Rowan. Just as real as me. And why did he do that? To show us what God was like. To show us what God was like. Jesus is God's word to mankind. He's everything that God has to say to us. The thing is, will we listen? People can speak. Some people sometimes do speak. And we just don't listen. Will we listen to what God has to say to us in Jesus? John says later on in that passage, it wasn't on the screen, but it says later on in verse 18, no one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, he has made him known. Jesus has made God known. Without Jesus, God would be a mystery. Without Jesus, we would just have to guess. We'd just have to speculate. But with Jesus, we can know God. Now, I think that's worth looking into. Don't you, Rowan? Do you think that's worth looking into? I think that's worth checking out. And by gum, you're heavy. And there are various ways in which you can check this out for yourself this coming year. Do you want to go down now? Okay. Do you want to go to your mum or your dad? There we go. All right. There are various ways in which you can check this out this coming year. Sunday nights at Parr Street, we're having a special series of talks along the lines of, if you could ask God one question, what would it be? Okay? Sunday nights during January and February, if you could ask God one question, what would it be? That might help you answer some of your questions about God. And also, if you'd really like to look into the claims of Jesus, if you'd really like to listen to God's word in Jesus and find out more about what Christians believe, on Thursday night, starting on Thursday, January the 8th, we're going to have a Christianity Explored course. Don't let the word course put you off. It's not an exam or anything like that. It's just Christianity Explored, and we just look into the Christian faith. There's no praying. There's no singing. There's no collection. You just come, listen to a little talk about Jesus, and if you want to discuss, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You can just sit there and listen to other people. And then we have a cup of tea or something, and then we go home. Nothing to embarrass you at all. Christianity Explored course, starting on Thursday, January the 8th, six Thursday nights, starting January the 8th. Christianity Explored. Come along to that. It'd be great to see you there. We have one quite often, and a number of people during 2008 have actually found it very helpful in coming to faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe you used to be a Christian, maybe you used to go to church, and you'd like a refresher course. Well, the Christianity Explored course would be good for you as well, a sort of refresher course in what you're supposed to believe if you're a Christian. Okay? So you'd be very welcome to come to that. And I've now completely left all my notes behind because Rowan totally interfered with my talk, but I hope it makes sense. And I'd just like to wish you all a happy Christmas and hope that you'll join us downstairs for refreshments afterwards. Mince pies are on the menu, tea and coffee and mince pies. That'd be great to see you downstairs. Don't rush away. Meet with us downstairs afterwards.